We're your radio station in Richmond Hill. Listen live at 105.9 FM or 1059theregion.com.
Environment Canada has issued a special weather statement for several communities, including York Region. A fast-moving snowstorm is sweeping across Ontario, and with it comes bitterly cold temperature. Tonight, we are looking at minus 7. With the wind chill, it will feel closer to minus 15. During the winter months, many of us are fortunate to have a warm place to go and have a roof over our heads. But what would you do if you did not? This Saturday, Blue Door is holding its annual Coldest Night of the Year fundraising walk in Richmond Hill. To tell us more, we are joined by Karen Almasad, Director of Programs at Blue Door. Karen, welcome to Y1059. Let's start with the organization. What is Blue Door?
Yeah, for sure. So Blue Door is a York Region organization supporting people experiencing homelessness, housing instability, and poverty. So through various programs that we have, such as housing, health, and employment programs, we support individuals, people, family, everyone that we serve from moving from crisis to stability and in turn, long-term independence. Our work really focuses around dignity, safety, and making sure that no one in our community is left behind.
The clients that you see, what are their backgrounds? Where do they come from?
So the clients that we support, they come from all walks of life. There isn't one specific clientele that we service. We are supporting families. We're supporting single individuals. We're supporting seniors. We're supporting youth. We're supporting couples. So really, it varies quite significantly. And I can for sure say that there isn't just one population that we support.
How many clients would you say on average you see?
On any given night across all of the programs that we are supporting right now, we are seeing around 360 clients every night accessing our programs.
With the bitter temperatures that we've been experiencing recently, have you seen an increase in clients?
Absolutely, yes. You know, winter is the most dangerous time for people without housing, especially when temperatures drop below 15, below 20, the risks become life-threatening. And so when we are approaching winter season, homelessness across York Region, we've just seen it rise across the board with every region, but particularly in the winter season where then many of providers, including our programs as well, we're opening up extra spots. We're ensuring that nobody is turned away in a safe bed and a warm bed is being given to everyone.
Let's talk about funding. The funding for Blue Door, where does it come from?
Funding from Blue Door comes from various different streams. It comes from regional. There's various different programs that we have, United Way, various funders as well, private donors, foundations. And so it really does come from various different streams. It's not just one. Donations is also another one of the other biggest ones as well that we rely on to support some of the work that we're doing.
And one of those streams is an annual event that you have. It's the Coldest Night of the Year Walk, and it's in Richmond Hill. It's being held this Saturday, February 28th. Tell me about this.
Absolutely, yes. Coldest Night of the Year is a national winter walk to raise funds and awareness for individuals experiencing homelessness and instability in various different communities across Canada. So Blue Door leads the walk that takes place in Richmond Hill. And every dollar that we raise stays right here in our community supporting folks that we serve. So for one evening, people choose to walk in the cold just to be able to understand even a little bit what many in our community face every single night. And so this walk is one of our biggest fundraisers that we do at Blue Door to be able to raise funds that directly and 100% of the proceeds are supporting the direct work that goes into supporting folks and clients accessing our programs.
What is the turnout usually like?
You know what, that's a good question. I believe last year we had over 200 individuals who came out and supported and walked with us. And we really are hopeful that for next week's walk, we're able to have many more than folks that showed up last year. There's two different walks that we could do. There's a 2-kilometer walk, there's a 5-kilometer walk, and then we offer a warm meal after. There's also some family-friendly like a kids zone, photo spots and community gathering spots that are happening. So really be able to ensure that everybody that comes has something to do, a place to be, and we just love and appreciate that the community is coming together for this.
Karen, for people participating in the walk, what does it mean for the community?
Yeah, thank you for asking that question, Glenn. This event in particular is about community in particular. It's about compassion, and it's about making sure that everyone has a safe place to call home, especially in York Region. You know, no one should be left out in the cold, and together we can make sure that they aren't. So when a community comes together, we walk together, people don't feel like they're forgotten. People feel seen, people feel supported, and people feel cared for. So this event is not just about raising the fundraising and raising the amount that we have, that goal to be able to support individuals, but it truly speaks to the community feel that we have right here in York Region and the larger impact that we are able to do and reach across many different people who are leaning on us and depending on us for that support.
Karen, what's the best way for listeners to participate in the walk, donate, or just find out more information about Blue Door?
Absolutely, yeah. You can register for free at cnoy.org/Richmond Hill, and that is the Blue Doors Walk. And you can donate if you can't attend, volunteer, share the event with others, simply just to raise awareness. Every step and every dollar helps keep someone safe and warm. And if you raise $150, you get the famous Coldest Night of the Year toque as well. At this point right now, our goal is to raise $150,000. With sponsors like Fairstone and Interworld Paper, we've already raised 80%. And our hope over this next week is to be able to hit that 100% goal. And so anything that individuals can support with, can donate, we truly welcome that. Even if it's individuals who would like to volunteer and support the day of, we always would welcome that as well.
Can listeners donate online?
Listeners would not be able to donate online. They would need to be able to go to the cnoy.org/Richmond Hill and to be able to follow. I do have to say the steps are very simple and easy and quick, but it's a safe way for individuals to be able to do that.
Karen Almasad, Director of Programs at Blue Door, thank you for taking the time to speak with me this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Glenn.
This is Radio Y 1059.
We're your radio station in Richmond Hill. Listen live at 105.9 FM or 1059theregion.com.